Viewpoint, CRTV.
The government of Cameroon is making efforts to curb youth migration. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education last week signed a memorandum of understanding with the International Organization of Migration. The aim is to enhance collaboration between the two structures on crucial issues related to migration as well as youth and civic education. This avails Freddy Etabison the opportunity to look into the causes of migration of Cameroonian youths and the challenge this poses for the future of the nation. His viewpoint.
Migration has become a distinguishing characteristic of the 21st century, and the mass migration of young Cameroonians an issue of growing concern for both those embarking on perilous journeys and the nation as a whole. Many a Cameroonian youth is leaving the homeland in search of better opportunities beyond the frontiers. This phenomenon is driven by a number of factors to include socio-economic, political, and cultural. And so, economic hardship, lack of opportunities, and the attractions of a better life in foreign lands serve as decoys pushing our youths to migrate. Migration in itself is not intrinsically a bad thing, but the scale and underlying causes of the trend nowadays have significant implications for our country's development and its social fabric. Cameroon is endowed with natural resources and even a rich human capital compared to other countries on the African continent. Yet, the country's youths are faced with challenges that drive them to seek opportunities abroad. Unemployment and underemployment are foremost amongst factors pushing young Cameroonians out of the country, even if government is doing its utmost to create jobs for them and putting in place policies to enable youths be self-employed and create jobs for their peers. In spite of a growing economy, an ever-growing youthful population makes it hard for them to find and secure jobs, and the result is that many of them, even those with university degrees, struggle to make it in life. Other factors, like the socio-political crisis in the English-speaking regions, have also further led to the migration of young Cameroonians due to the environment of insecurity and despair. More to that, others like corruption and mismanagement, which the President of the Republic has always warned against, have left many young people feeling disadvantaged and without hope of succeeding back at home. On the other hand, digitalization has reduced the world to a global village, giving increased visibility to better job opportunities, improved living standards, and access to better education and health care in Western and Middle Eastern countries. These seeming opportunities beamed via the social media lure many young Cameroonians who dream of escaping poverty by going abroad. There is no gainsaying the fact that migration offers individual opportunities, but the mass departure of youths creates significant challenges for the country. It causes a brain drain which deprives the country of its educated and skilled workforce, creating a handicap in crucial sectors like education, healthcare, and technology, not to lose sight of the increasing perils caused by irregular migration. The stories have been told and retold of the exploitation, abuse, torture, and even death faced by many young Cameroonians on the risky journeys they undertake across the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and of recent, the jungles of the Amazon rainforest. Government is doing all it can to curb the migration crisis. Together with stakeholders, efforts are on the ground to address the root causes of migration. This is seen in the different projects aimed at creating jobs for young people, supporting their entrepreneurial activities, and investing in industries such as technology and agriculture, which provide long-term opportunities for youths. There is also reform in the education sector, especially higher education, tailored towards professionalism and entrepreneurship, plus the renewed interest in vocational training to equip young Cameroonians with skills needed to thrive locally. Civil society organizations and the private sector also have a role to play in providing mentorship and empowering the youths to see Cameroon as a land of opportunities. Highlighting the success stories of youths who have made it in Cameroon is also crucial, as it can inspire hope and discourage migration to other lands. We need our youths for our country's development.
Freddy Etabison, editorialist, director of programs and programming, Radio.